Good morning. Welcome home to WCLU. Welcome to Coffee and Conversation on this Tuesday morning. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us, Teddy Abrams, the conductor for the Louisville Orchestra. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us and being able to have a conversation before tonight's concert. We are excited, as always, for the Louisville Orchestra to come to downtown Glasgow.
Well, we love this. This is a long-standing tradition now, decades old, actually. This is a kind of prototype for all the touring that we've been doing throughout the region and throughout all of Kentucky, in fact. And Glasgow kind of kicked this off because we've been coming out there for years and years, and it's one of our favorite concerts of the season.
Well, we have enjoyed it so many years, and we are definitely looking forward to tonight when you make it with the In Harmony Tour. Now, your July tour has four stops in the state of Kentucky. Is that right?
That's right. And we just did two stops in the Louisville area. So we know this program now, but it has some special features that we're bringing in next week to differentiate it a little bit. But it's very important for us as we get to this July period, around the July 4 holiday, that we take our kind of American programming, our music that's meant to represent the American sound, of course, so much of which comes from Kentucky, and share it with the entire state. So this is a big part of our season. It has become an annual thing that we do now, expanding from just the concert in Glasgow to many other towns and communities throughout Kentucky. And that, in fact, is part of an even larger project called the In Harmony Tours, where throughout the season we are on the road to every single corner of the Commonwealth and bringing the full orchestra there. That's a hallmark of this. It's always the full orchestra with us.
I know you're very appreciative. The Kentucky legislature was able to build in funding for the In Harmony Tour, and it just helps the arts throughout the Commonwealth, doesn't it?
Well, that's right, and we are extremely grateful for the investment that they made in the orchestra, but the great thing about it is that investment pays dividends to the entire state. So, of course, the Louisville Orchestra is the beneficiary, but it's one of those gifts that keeps giving because the entirety of that investment is used to take the orchestra on the road. And the number of communities that we've served just goes up every single year. It's dozens and dozens of counties that we've visited. And that means not just the main concerts themselves with the full orchestra, but visits to libraries, visits to hospitals and community centers and town squares, and every single thing that we do, whether it's a storytelling thing in a local library or the full orchestra concert in the evening, every single thing is completely free. And that's what that grant has enabled us to do. And it really is a unique idea. No other orchestra is doing anything like this. It's the only thing of its kind in the entire United States, and I think probably the entire world. So it's something we could be really proud of and build tremendous relationships across the entire state.
Definitely. Yesterday morning, I was talking about the ensemble that will be at our local library this afternoon, and it will be combined with a story, and that's just going to be an exciting time for families who can come out and bring their kiddos. They can enjoy a little part of the Louisville Orchestra right there.
That's right. So our whole idea around the touring is that our orchestra gets to know the communities before the main concert. Now, in Glasgow, we've been coming there for years, so we know the community, we love the community, and there's a deep relationship that's already in existence. But in many towns, we're visiting for the first time, and in some cases, it's the first time an orchestra has ever been to some of these communities. And so we fan out before the main concert, which has the full orchestra in it. We like to visit all these different spots in the community. So we might be visiting a school. We might be visiting a library like you're going to get in Glasgow. It could be an informal concert in one of the town's parks, anything like that where we can meet people, get to know them in the day or two leading up to the main concert. And I think that makes the concert much more intimate and much more connected to the communities that we're serving. We don't want to make it seem like we're just on some big, you know, commercial tour going from town to town. We want to really get to know the people in all these towns that we're so lucky to visit.
Definitely, and that's one of my observations. When you are here, it's not like you, and you are a professional orchestra, but yet you mesh so well with the audience. It's like it's like you're one of us, and we just feel the camaraderie among the orchestra members in a great way.
Well, that has been the hallmark of Glasgow, because the way we set up the concert, it truly is in the middle of town. There's no stage, and actually that's a beautiful thing. I think a lot of times people imagine the orchestra to be something in its stereotypical form. It is inaccessible. You know, the musicians are dressed in a certain way, like tails, and they're on a stage, and there's not a lot of interaction, you know, unlike other types of music, you know, bluegrass or jazz or folk or rock or any of these kind of musics, where people participate in the audience. So classical music is seen as something that's all about just being, you know, kind of disconnected from the stage. You'd be really quiet. And of course, there's a time and a place for that, but we like to demonstrate that we can remove a lot of those barriers. And in fact, that's closer to the way audiences would have first experienced music by Beethoven and Mozart. It was much more like a modern kind of folk or jazz or rock concert, where there was a lot more audience involvement, and that's what we're trying to bring back with these tour concerts. Something where the audience feels total connection to what's happening on the stage. And in fact, we're the guests in the community, not the other way around.
Well, you know, and it just works so well, and we are grateful that you all have been doing it here in Glasgow for so many years, and we look forward to tonight and the years ahead. Hopefully we can keep that going, definitely.
Oh, that's our goal, is to make sure that not only Glasgow, but all these other communities that we reach have this resource available to them. That's what we want to be. We want to be something that the towns feel that they have to have. They demand that it come back. Because I really think that great music is a right. Everybody deserves it, and everybody deserves it to be totally accessible. So it's free. We don't want people feeling like they can't come to the concert for some reason. That's why we do things in town squares or in high school gyms, places that people already congregate and feel comfortable. And the program we've got for this show in Glasgow is going to be super fun. As I said, very American, very uplifting and positive. Everything from Beethoven's Seventh Symphony to the Barber of Seville Overture of Rossini, very, very famous music like that. A couple of pieces by John Williams, some music from Muhlenberg County that we've got with us. The amazing guitar player Joe Hudson's coming on tour, and he's doing a couple things from Muhlenberg because that's, of course, one of the great sources of music in Kentucky, and then a world premiere by one of our own composers here in Louisville. So it's a really varied and extremely positive, as I said, uplifting. This is a concert meant to bring people together and put a smile on everybody's faces.
Well, definitely. And the Louisville Orchestra has such a rich history, I believe dating back to the 1930s, if I'm not mistaken, and you just keep getting better with each passing decade.
That's what we try and do. Yes, yes. The orchestra was founded in 1937, right after the giant flood, what they call the Great Flood of Louisville. And 37 was so devastating that the community wanted to find a way to lift people's spirits. And so they demanded that an orchestra be created, because that was something that everybody could get behind. And they distinguished themselves in many different ways. One of the most famous was a landmark commissioning program where the Louisville Orchestra commissioned more new music by living composers in the 40s and 50s and 60s than any other orchestra in the world. And that brought fame and a tour to Carnegie Hall, a tour to the White House. Even the Louisville Orchestra performed as the featured orchestra on the grounds of the White House back in the 60s. So, I mean, there was this incredible history and this great reputation, and we've tried to take that and bring it into the 21st century, and we've been doing that. You know, the press has joined us for some of these tours, and we've had features in all kinds of papers, and New York Times followed us and did a profile, and New Yorker, PBS NewsHour. So we're very proud of this history that we are continuing. And, of course, then we won a Grammy a little over a year ago, and that was a big deal. So we're trying to do right by Louisville and trying to do right by Kentucky, and it's an honor anytime we get to take the stage and share our music.
Definitely, and you are an award-winning conductor, and you've added so much in the years that you have been with the Louisville Orchestra, and it's exciting to watch your work. You've had some exciting opportunities over the years, and that's just a plus for our state.
Well, I love it. And even though I wasn't born in Kentucky, It is my home now, and I consider myself a Kentuckian. And with all this touring, I've been to nearly every part of the state. Not every county yet, but we're getting close. There are a lot of them. And I will say that everywhere I've gone in Kentucky, we have made friends. We have found great music. We've found people with wonderful stories and great family histories. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this, because we believe in the state so much. And we know that there are a lot of parts of the state that have these beautiful, rich histories. But they haven't always felt a connection to Louisville. And we're trying to break that down and say, no, we all got to be together. We have to share the cultural heritage, the cultural resources, and that's what this touring program is about.
Wonderful. And Jefferson County, I guess, claimed you first, but Barron County is glad to count you as a visitor, and we'll make you feel at home tonight.
Well, I can't wait, and very, very excited to continue the tradition out of Glasgow, and let's keep it going forever.
Hey, good deal. Let me remind our listeners that the event at the library is this afternoon, 2 o'clock, and let the pages of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie come alive with a Louisville Orchestra ensemble. It's going to be a fascinating time. There's no need to RSVP. Just come on out, bring your children, and enjoy a preview to the big concert, which is going to happen at 7:30 tonight, downtown Glasgow, and you're going to enjoy all the iconic classics, the new works, and a few surprises along the way. Right, Teddy?
Exactly. We always have a few surprises. There's always an incredible range of music, so we can't wait to see you all there.
All right. We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you tonight, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. See you tonight.